For nature.
For the ocean.
For people.
For animals.
Hello, welcome to Samus Planet Community. It's amazing that you're here today again. Today I have a wonderful guest, Lakshmi Moleti. It's a friend of mine. I met him, a friend of mine. We met one time 3 years ago, but I think we can call each other friends, right? I mean, it was really such a strong, nice connection we had there. And we always kept in touch since 3 years. And Lakshman is the founder of the Animals Water Bowl Project India. And I watched on your webpage, Lakshman, I saw that your message on your webpage says, improving animal welfare has a positive impact on environment and human welfare. And your vision is, every stray animal should get safe drinking water around the clock, around the year. Connect humans with animals. Welcome, Lakshman.
Hey, Maggie, and thank you so much. And thanks to all the listeners for, you know, giving me an opportunity to be part of this podcast. And happy to share my experience. And also I'm going to gain some knowledge here.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we can always learn from each other, right? It's really good.
Yep.
Lakshman, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, about your background? What are you normally doing? Or what can you tell a little bit the people about yourself?
Sure. So myself, I'm a BTEC graduate, education-wise. After that, I work for multiple MNC companies as a software engineer. It's like close to 10 years. And in between, my love towards giving back to the community has raised. It's like, you know, being a professional and being an engineer, I always have in mind that I need to do something for the community. So then the question is like, what to do, what exactly to do. So there I found, you know, something I need to do for animal welfare, because by protecting these animals around in our community, it has a very good impact on the humans and environment. So, software engineer, and parallelly, I resigned my IT job. I mean, to say as a software engineer in the year 2019, I quit the IT job and then completely full time. I moved into my own projects as a full time, and my projects are now I'm a social ideator for animals. I myself call as a social ideator. And when you search social ideator on Google, you'll not find this word, this phrase together. Ideator is someone who actually produces different ideas. Social ideator is nothing but a person who brings new ideas, which impact for the betterment of the community. The ideas are not net just to earn the money, it's for the betterment of the community. So social ideator for animals, which mean, I keep inventing the projects which helps, which uplifts the animal welfare in the community for the betterment of animals, humans, and environment. So AWBP Trust is our first project. And then I have a couple of projects I've started after that. I'll also share with you in this podcast. In simple, my hobbies, I dance, I sing, I play flute, I compose music, I do cycling, I do filmmaking, but more of these days, whatever I do is more of related to, I connect to the cause. If I do filmmaking, I do something related to animal welfare. If I compose music, I compose something related to meditation or related to the music, which conveys a message with respect to the animals. It's something more, my life today, more connected to the animal welfare. It's like the day starts and ends with animal welfare.
That's really beautiful. You bring all of your hobbies kind of together, right? For animal welfare. Yeah, that's kind of what I more or less can do too. And that was not always easy, because you have to live on something. But when your passion grows for something where you don't get paid easily, yeah, you need to find the balance, right? How do you do that? But how do you do that? I mean, you still have your job where you normally get paid normal, and how do you?
That's a good question. And commonly, this is a question most of my friends also ask me when I say that I quit the job, I quit the IT job. Right now, it's like I quit the job such a way that with a proper planning, like, I try to understand before quitting the job, before in the year 2014 itself, I started thinking how to happen a sustainable lifestyle by choosing animal welfare. In other words, how can I support my livelihood while I connect to animal welfare? So I started doing a lot of research and then found that I thought of doing something called social entrepreneurship course to understand the actual concepts behind social entrepreneurship, how the funding flow happens, and what kind of organizations will get a proper funding, and what exactly a project should be like to really get a funding. You know, of course, the funding, in other words, the kind of the money paid for the work, whoever works in the organization. So that's how, you know, I taken a slow steps, and then in 2019, I got a clear idea, how can I support my livelihood? And then by the time the AWBP Trust came to into a good shape, and so I got a confidence at the same time, yes, to start any project, there's a journey, you know, we need to go through the hard phase, and after that, you will touch the smooth surface. So without that, there is no shortcuts to, you know, success. So I, as a social entrepreneur, I myself comforted, I myself motivated, and I myself planned such a way that whatever the savings I have, started using it. Now, November 20, the savings are almost over. But before that, I decided, I think I should start my own crowdfunding. So there I started in November 20, crowdfunding for my own, all my projects for my animal breeding and for my livelihood. And today, till May 21, I got closely 29 monthly sponsors who actually sponsor for my campaign every month, some kind of my amount, which is helping me to run my livelihood, which is helping me to feed animals in the community, which is helping me to push my project slowly. Because as I said, AWBP Trust is one of my projects. There are four more projects which I started last year and which are in design phase and implementation phase. So that also needs some funding. So this campaign is helping me to use some fund towards it to push the project forward till I get some kind of a good funding flow through AWBP Trust. So currently I'm working with AWBP Trust as an employee, like an employee, even though I am a managing director, I am almost spending like 15 to 18 hours here. The only thing is that I'm not getting paid for my work because we don't have a donations. So once we get a good donation flow, I'll be taking my salary for my work, whatever I'm doing. So in other words, what I realized is in the process, once I choose in the social space, when you do the good, the goodness will follow you. It's not a good idea to focus on money always. Money is a small part in our life. So I felt like when you offer a good service, when you address a good challenge in the community will reward you in different forms. So don't think about money. So that's how I always start my projects and always run the show forward. And that's how people are coming automatically. You know, when people are seeing that my works, understanding that this guy is doing something useful for the community, which is inequity, and they themselves motivating, and they are started doing the regularly, the donation flow slowly happening. So that is helping my livelihood and other shows. And once you get into a social space, one need to understand, you should not think about money. The money is a secondary always. All the last priority money is. In social space, all our focus is to be happy and live. Let the community be happy with our innovation. When everything is happy, we are happy. So that is what life needed. So happiness will not come with the money. It will come with the kind of a vibes we are creating around. So vibes creating ourselves. So what I learned in the social space is simplicity. Learn to be simple. Learn to be a positive personality always. Because a lot of hurdles will come, but don't don't let yourself down. That's part of social space. Mm-hmm. Social space, the hurdles are part, it will run always. Hurdles always make us to push forward. Otherwise, you know, at one stage, we will think that everything is done. So let's relax. No. So the other one is be like a leader and be like an independent personality and try to be an inspiration person to the people around. So these are the few things which I prepared mentally before, you know, when once I thought like, yes, I'm ready as a social entrepreneur. I'm very much fitting into the NGO. I'm very much fitting into simplicity. So then I choose and, you know, I decided I can quit the job because in IT job, we get a lot of goodies, a lot of salary. Mm-hmm. You will more connected to luxurious lifestyle, which you don't get in the social space. Social space, you get a different type of lifestyle, which contains more happiness than any other. Mm-hmm. So I've chosen this line because, you know, I found real happiness in this particular platform. So, the principle what I'm following really helping me out, like, you know, the do good, the goodness will follow you. That's what exactly happening. I recommend whoever want to do social entrepreneurship or want to start an NGO, don't think that you will not get money or something. You will get the money, you will get the funds if you really, your project is addressing a really good challenge in the community. Mm-hmm. So never think about the money, think about what the service you're offering. Mm-hmm. So the service you offer addressing a good challenge, automatically you get everything. You don't need to run behind because a lot of funding is there globally. The only thing is that your project should impress them. So that's how my focus is all about. And what is the other thing important is your passion towards working in social space is very important.
Yeah.
You know, just doing like that, no, it won't work out because your soul and your mind, everything should connect to what you're doing. Otherwise, you will not get the productive things out of it. Mm. So today, my passion, my hobbies, everything is connected to animal welfare. I really enjoying it, completely enjoying it. So that's how slowly we are seeing the success. At the same time, slowly we are feeling more happy. Mm. I'm finding happiness every time doing the work. Unlike before, when I'm working with IT company, I never used to enjoy, even though I used to get a good salary and all. I used to feel like something is missing in my life. Mm-hmm. But I realized and I found this line. And I'm telling you guys, if you want to get a real happiness in your life, what my experience says that if you connect to the nature, if you connect to the animals, you are on the right track. You are going to get a right lot of vibes and lot of happiness in your life. So that's the only one standard formula. Try to connect to the animals always.
Yeah.
So when I say connect to animals, not to eat, not to abuse, try to be a vegan, try to love them, try to care them, try to adopt them, try to respect their existence. That's important.
Yes. I know that you're vegan, right?
I'm a vegan by choice, yes.
Yes. How did you, was there a special situation that made you become vegan or how did that happen?
Vegan by choice. Since from my childhood, I'm a non-vegetarian and I used to follow the path, whatever shown by my parents and my relatives, my friends and my neighbors and my family members. I felt whatever they are doing is correct and I used to follow. And we used to do a lot of animal sacrifices. We used to kill as part of superstitions. But the time I went to the graduation, I got a chance to explore the world. I got a chance to explore and acquire more knowledge around. And then as an educated person, I'm able to easily interpret the difference between the good and bad. Mm. So I slowly started connecting to a different knowledge because of the technology that I started seeing in situations like where the animals are. Like before I used to use leather chapels before my graduation, I never knew that. I know that leather is made with the animal skin, but I never knew that the animal skin is, I used to think like this animal skin is derived from the animals which are dyed. Mm-hmm. But in reality, the animals are killed forcibly for these products. make this product, which I don't know in my engineering. After my getting into graduation, I got a chance to connect to the world, and a lot of knowledge started, telling me, and behind the scene, what is happening, why it is happening. Then I understood the other side is animal exploitation, keeping it aside. What is more interesting me is environment and poverty. Today, the poverty and environment pollution can be reduced to a great extent by going meatless, by going plant-based. Mm-hmm. And the results are very much true, and there are wonderful films I've seen and wonderful articles written by big organizations, including World Health Organization or UNICEF. And they have done a lot of research and a lot of data very much in front of us. So this all made me, I think what I learned in the past is not okay. I think I need to adapt to these new things because of this reason. As a citizen of this country, as a citizen of this planet, I have to give back to the community. The best way of giving back to the community is, contributing good things to the community. There's a pollution is happening. There's some contribution happening because of this animal agriculture, dairy industries, and a lot of methane gas is generated. A lot of water bodies are destroyed, and a lot of waste wastage is happening. And also, the poverty is increasing because a lot of deforestation, a lot of food actually we are feeding, which is not required for the animals and in the business line. So this role made me something, the data is very much not okay. I think what we're doing is not correct. I think the change should begin with me before I say it to someone. Yeah. And also the other thing, what I realized is health is everyone want a better health. So in my graduation, I learned is animal milk is a better way to get the calcium in our body. That's what I learned. But the time I connected with real knowledge from the outside world, there are many wonderful milks we can produce through plant-based without hurting animals, without disturbing the climate, without hurting the deforestation and the trees. Mm. And the soya milk, peanut milk, bar milk, wow, I felt it wonderful, and you can prepare at home easily, and we produce a lot of calcium, a lot of proteins with less fat and with no cholesterol, and a lot of the disadvantages can be avoided, which we are actually carrying through animal milk. Mm. And also animal milk, the human mother milk is meant for human baby.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and also animal mother milk is meant for animal baby. How come it's connected to the human baby, a human adult? So this is something that made me, this doesn't make sense. I mean, this is something a business-driven fundus we created. Today, we changed all the scriptures and we changed all the definitions to destroy ourselves. So as an educated person, we know what is correct and what is wrong. So that's how I interpreted and decided, okay, let the change begin with me. When I say that I want to work for animal welfare, when I say animal, it's not dog, it's not a cow, it's every animal. Mm-hmm. Every non-human species comes as animal. So before I say someone that you need to protect animals, of course, first of all, I should not be part of that contribution where the exploitation is happening towards animals. That's how I found that veganism is not about stopping animal exploitation, but it is about for the betterment of today's, with the pandemics, whatever we are going through, to avoid all these things. This path really helps out for the, not only for the human race, it helps for the environment, it helps for the animals, mm-hmm. and it helps for everyone. So yeah. That's what exactly strongly made me to awaken, because for the healthy, to keep ourselves healthy, to keep our environment healthy, and to avoid this animal exploitation.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny sometimes that people sometimes see organizations, I know so many organizations which do say outside, we do protect animals, but many of the people in the organization do eat the animals still. I sometimes don't really understand. I mean, every person is in a process, right? When I became vegetarian first, it was a process. Then I became vegan. It was a process. It needs time to understand the background and to make your decision. And this is not a pointing finger at all, but it doesn't really make sense to go outside and to raise funds to save animals while you eat them. It's just senseless. It's pointless.
That's true. That's true. And some people point themselves as animal lovers. They're actually not animal lovers. They still consume non-vegetarian food and all. They are actually dog lovers or cat lovers. So, yes. And this is even a statement we always say, why you love one and eat others.
Yes.
That will make sense.
Yeah.
And we should not. And first of all, it's not about sacrificing. It's for your betterment, for your health and for your family health. Mm-hmm. So when you consume actually for human beings, the plant-based food is much, much, much better because our origin is started with the plant-based. Today we got disconnected and as part of this new generation trends and all. But all we are doing now is we're just connecting back. Vegan is something not recently started. It is there from our long back, Ayurveda, yoga. These are all follows the basic principle of non-violence, completely a vegetarian. I mean, we should be away from the violence. Mm. So that's the basic principle. Today, we are also seeing the yoga instructors, people who are doing yoga, they still consume non-vegetarian. Which is unfortunate, actually. The people who do meditation, they do consume non-vegetarian. The first thing, if you want to really gain that the benefits out of yoga or meditation or any plant-based food, we should come out of this the kind of a meat, I mean, consuming the meat production, because in other words, you are actually consuming the negative vibes and you are sending negative vibes into your body. So, which is a conflict you're creating within your body. So, this is what exactly made me to be a vegan by choice. And I never thought like animal exploitation is a primary, but yes, my health, environment, the poverty, and then the last one is animal exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah, people who think that veganism is not about diet, it's about today to avoid a lot of challenges we humans are facing and actually triggering from the violence, particularly in the animal industry. So this is when we exploit the animals, that leads to a lot of negative vibes and a lot of virus, whatever.
Even negative energy. I mean, I know many people, butchers who stop their work because they are so much messed up because they have to kill every day, kill, kill, kill. And that's their job, their whole life long. It makes us something with us emotional too. It's not just the health and the body, but it's the physical thing, but it's the emotions what we are putting out there, right? And when we eat animals which had to suffer, we take this into our body and it's creating something really negative.
That's true. And also I strongly recommend to the listeners or to the viewers that there are wonderful films on Netflix, on YouTube, which are... I mean, these are not the films based on the real data. One is What the Health.
Mm-hmm.
Other one is The Game Changers. And the sea piracy, cow piracy. You know, you'll understand clearly what exactly happening in today's world. Nothing is created. Everything is shown as a reality. And they avoid all the mess around. You get a clear answer that the only better option is going, choosing a vegan path and choosing a plant-based and let these animals live the way they want so that we can see a wonderful and better world altogether.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have, sometimes do you have some people, some wind blowing against you? Because first of all, you're vegan, yeah? Not everyone likes that maybe. Or second of all, what is the bigger question? Connected to your work with the AWBP. If you talk about giving animals, stray animals, water, fresh drinking water, right? There are many, many people in India which don't have water neither. Do people sometimes get angry about this? Or do people sometimes tell you, hey, you want to give water to animals, but there are people suffering? I mean, you know, I see every living being suffering is one living being too much suffering. But some, of course, people might sometimes think, why should I give water to the animals while there are so many people as well not having water? Do you have these kind of situations and how do you react with that? Do you have something happening like that?
Yeah, I mean, yes, these situations are always there. And And yes, we always get a comparison, like when humans not getting a water, how can you think of our animals? And first thing, we always try to say them, you know, try to make them understand the people. Life is life. Let's not segregate it. The difference between humans and animals is a structure, the body structure, nothing more than that. They have a blood cells. They can, they breathe the same oxygen what we are breathing. And they have the same muscles, the way the functionality happens. So they also have the families. They also have their, you know, take care of their, they have the emotions. They have sentiments like us. Mm. So people, particularly, you know, this question we always see on the urban side. The people in urban, you know, more educated people lack the basic ethics, the basic common sense. Mm. That's what our observation or our understanding. So what is happening in the urbanization is we are running behind the money. We forgot the basic ethics. We are thinking that the money is everything. And they are just, you know, we are just thinking about ourselves, our family. We are not even thinking about the community.
Yeah.
Because in rural, if you look at the people, so open-minded, so connected to the nature and animals, because their lifestyle starts with, because these are people, rural, most of them are farmers. Mm-hmm. They're always connected to the nature. They always connect to the animals. They love them. They treat these animals like their family members, mm-hmm. unlike the urban side. So the urban practices, what happens is most of them, these people are connected to most of the people, the corporate people. They're connected, in, they sit in front of a computer, do the coding or do something else. But they have less connection with the nature and less connection with the animals. And this is a big gap. It's creating a, it's making them to disconnect from the this animals and nature and the basic ethics. And there, these strange questions always come across. And some people, they put metal gauges to not allow the pigeons inside the house. Mm-hmm. Assuming that if they come inside, you know, they can destroy something. So what has happened is the mindset of the people is what changed the, you know, in the past and in the now, you know. Otherwise, the animals is not really a troublemakers. They are the same way what they are 100 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the human mindset changed a lot, and human mindset is what creating all the mess. And yeah. We ourselves, so today, when you start to question that, when animals not getting, sorry, when humans not getting water, how can you think about animals? But the first question is, who are the one destroying the habitats of animals? Mm-hmm. It is humans. When humans destroy the habitats of animals in the name of industries, in the name of development, in the name of real estate, then who is responsible for them to take care of these animals? It is we, humans.
Mm-hmm.
So then we don't have that question to ask first, please.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot put that question that, you know, why? So that's what today we are lacking the common sense, not that, let's not deal with an education at all. The basic common sense we are losing. And some people, yes, we always come back, hey, don't feed here, don't keep the food here. We always educate them why we are doing it, what's the necessity of it. But still, you know, in India, we have a struggle, not only India, in most of the developing countries or most of the countries where the animals live in the on the roads, unlike US-like countries. Here, what happens is countries like India, people are so, still people are, devotionally, and some people are spiritually connected to animals.
Mm-hmm.
The journey starts because the animals are part of the community. Some people still do it as part of their, you know, emotions or their devotional practice and everything. But the other side, there is a set of humans. They always go against such people, abusing them, harassing them. And yeah, we always go through it and we try to educate and we try to face such situations in a soft way. And sometimes it goes out of control.
I can imagine, you know, it's easy, huh? Can be hard sometimes, but I think when you explain why you do it with all of your emotions, That's I think the best thing you have to share. When you share your emotions, you touch people's hearts, and then they might, even if they don't want to hear what you say right now, but something stays and it might work. and then you can
exactly. I mean, hope is very important. Mm. When we are in animal welfare or in any social welfare organization, social welfare, one need to be with the hope.
Yeah.
Without hope, we cannot run the show. So once, when I choose an animal welfare, I know that all these things happen. That's the reason we started organization. Otherwise, we don't need organization, actually. When everyone is doing a good job, we don't need to start an NGO, and we don't need to start talk all these things. Today, we are talking all these things because there are challenges facing by these animals because of humans, because of human development. So yes, we always run our show with the hope, and we keep educating, and we keep go with the hope that yes, anyone who is against today, surely one day they change. The change will happen. And that's how the change happened in my life. 10 years back, I'm a core non-vegetarian. Now I'm a vegan by choice. Mm. So there's a hope, and we should go like a river with hope. We have to move forward. That's it. That's what I feel. So, and the struggle is there. Even today also, I go through a different kind of a struggle, and different kind of a good people around who supports. Mm. And animal welfare is all about ups and downs, and we have to move forward with a positive attitude and with a hope, and do good thing, keep doing good thing as a team. And
I think you're completely right, because I think I'm talking and working a lot on hope. Like, you know, I'm making a documentary, and I was there in India to film you there as well. And it took a little bit of time. Now it was a break because of my work. I didn't have time, then the COVID thing, but I want to work. It's really now the time that I work on this movie. And it's, I think it's needed to share more hope, because hope, when you lose it, there is, I know what can happen. And I think that, and I believe that every person can be the hope we need in this world. Every person can become the hope. If the person
exactly, I mean, the hope, the word hope, actually, you, I mean, your documentary, when you visited India, actually, your documentary and your thought process and your trailer, which I saw it, the word hope, I mean, I always kept in mind, and they always started feeling more than before, actually. In other words, I say, whenever I started using hope, and whenever, when we start our project, we always go with the hope, you know, the feel, I mean, that's how things happen. It all happened because of after your documentary, I can say, you know, that really made me think about, yeah, hope is a very strong, a powerful word, which actually makes any project to, you know, create a big impact. And today, AWPP Trust, we started in the year 2017 with 100 water bottle distribution. And today, we distributed almost like 4 years, 3,700 bottles distributed so far in the community, and we are able to help 10,000 more animals to our volunteers, able to provide safe drinking water around the clock. Mm. We sensitize many people around, and that has happened because of the hope we carried from the day one. Otherwise, it's not possible. And there are situations, downtimes, we are in a situation to give up, but the hope is what made us to, you know, keep doing good job.
Yeah.
The goodness will follow, and it's happening. And it's a powerful word for any success in our life. So in social space, hope is very important.
Yeah.
And also river is a very good role model. River is always, you know, move forward. Mm. It will not go back. It will not give up. Mm. So it's just move forward, just forwarding, spreading the happiness around. With the hope. So that's how we should be like always. Mm-hmm. We have to spread our positive vibes by helping the community through animal welfare, and without giving up the hope.
Yeah, nice.
And that's a wonderful film. I'm looking forward, and don't give up. I'm looking for the hope documentary, and that's a wonderful concept. The trailer is awesome. I'm sure that once you finish that film at one day, I'm sure it's going to create a wonderful impact, and it's going to be one of the wonderful films to watch, I think.
Nice. Thank you. And how does a typical day for you look like? I mean, what are you mainly doing? What is happening there?
You mean to say our activities primarily where we focus?
Yeah, because you work, you sometimes do events, right? With the water bowls, I have been there to film that. How does a day like this, for example, look like? How do you provide the safe water for animals? So how do you do this work?
Yeah, in Animal Water Bowl Project, we do two things. One is the water. We want to see the water to get to all the street animals, including birds, round the clock throughout the year, and also educate the people, create awareness about the compassion towards the animals and making them connect them back to the animals and fill in the gap. So for this, what we do is round the clock, we distribute water bowls and to the volunteers, to the people who are ready to take the responsibility. And all they need to do is they need to collect the animal water bowls from us. They have to keep in front of their house and they have to fill the water regularly. So that's how we are making them to engage in the program. So right now in India, we have NGOs and we have other bodies individually working. But during summer, we are more focusing in providing, thinking about animals to get water. But in other seasons, most of them don't think that they get water somewhere. But in reality, every day the water is very important. They are not getting safe drinking water, irrespective of any season. If you take summer, if you take winter or rainy, they don't get safe water anywhere because today all their water bodies are destroyed. So like humans, even animals need safe water to clean their blood vessels and to get a safe oxygen, to keep them hydrated all the time, which is very important compared to any other food stuff. So today in our community, we are available around the clock. We ensure people to connect us so that we arrange the water bowl and we so that they can provide the water in it and the animals get water all the time.
Nice.
At the same time, the education side, what we are doing is we are currently doing the education different ways. One is we used to write regularly articles. We used to do filmmaking. Every film contains some message in it. And we have a YouTube channel. And we are these days started writing of doing a music songs, which conveys a message about animal welfare. So which conveys a message to the community. So music is one way of conveying the message to the different set of audience. So that is the other thing we are doing. We have started composing different kind of songs. Each song conveys a different message to the community about animal welfare. And the other one is artistic way of conveying the message, like digital posters. Each posters will convey some kind of a message, convey awareness on water or animal cruelty or, you know, different things. So also we do conduct competitions like art competition or essay writing competitions. It's all again related to animal welfare. The only why we are doing all these different type of things to connect this project to different age groups. Some people don't like articles. Some people like music. Some people don't like music. Some people like films. Some people don't like all these things, but they like participating in competitions. So to connect to the different age groups, we decided to come up with the different activities to fill the gap between the animals and humans. So today, actually, this year, we have a plan to collaborate with 10 schools and two corporates in India. And we are currently preparing a school curriculum. And the curriculum is all about compassion towards animals. And this is very badly missing in the schools these days. And we want to introduce this particular curriculum, and we want to see down the line, more schools will adopt to this and more corporates, and the corporate employees will go and teach about the compassion towards animals in the schools where we collaborate. So this is a system we're trying to adopt happen now, and we're working on it. And the pandemic is delaying the process, but slowly we are going to implement in the online phase, and then we will take it to the on field once everything is settled down. Yep.
Nice. Yeah, lots to do. Hey, how can people support the Animals Water Bowls project? How can someone be part of it or volunteer in India or support you by donations or whatever? What is possible there?
Yeah, if anybody want to support or if anybody want to volunteer our project, we have our official website called AWBP Trust, Animal Water Bowl Project Trust, AWBP.
We put it in the show notes too. People can click on it.
Yeah, awbptrust.org, if they open the website, awbptrust.org, they'll find a link called volunteer. If they want to volunteer, we have almost close to 10 options, 10 ways to volunteer. And also if someone want to collaborate with us, they can reach us through contact us form, or if they want to donate or they want to be a fundraiser, they can use our donation page, which is available on our official website. Mm-hmm. So the volunteering can be done anywhere globally. We have close to 80 volunteers so far. You can also find our team, the core team members and the volunteers who are working with us mm-hmm. on the website under awbptrust.org/team. So whoever actually becoming part of as a volunteer want to work with us, all the volunteer names and their roles will be published there. And AWB Trust is completely dependent on the volunteers, and it's a volunteer-based organization. And we strongly believe in teamwork. Mm-hmm. We are happy to welcome anybody can work with us globally. It's not necessary that you need to be in India. And also be happy to share the knowledge to the other countries, whoever thinks that this model helps them. It's our pleasure. And there are situations. There are people from Ukraine and there are people from other places also reached us to understand how we are doing it, the model we are implementing it. So anybody want to collaborate or they want to grab any knowledge, feel free to reach us on through our website and we are happy to have a discussion with you. We are happy to share the knowledge with you.
Nice. And I have one more question that the podcast doesn't get too long. One more big question. That's, I think, the most loved one for me. When I became an activist, many people told me, just because you stop eating animals, just because you stop using plastic, that doesn't change anything. But I was always the rebel and I always wanted to show this will change something. And how do you react when people say, hey, you can't make a difference. You alone can't change anything. How do you react or what would be your answer for the people?
So my answer for such questions, it is something, just out of my experience, only one line I always say, one quotation always I myself created out of my experience. Mm-hmm. That's the only standard approach. There's no other approach. If you want to build a better communities around you, then your first step should start with animal welfare. Mm-hmm. That's it. So that means, whoever is actually coming up with the question that, hey, you cannot make the difference. I don't speak much. I just actually show some documents, some films to them and ask them to decide whether I can make a difference, whether what we are doing today makes a difference, makes sense or not. You decide. Because some people, they try to show their ego and they try to show their arrogance. It's of no use to tell such people. But always I end up saying, or asking them to watch some good films, as I said, What the Health, The Game Changers, Sea Piracy, whatever, that has very clear answers. And even out of my experience, I always say one thing, your place, your animals, your support. Today we destroy their habitats. It's our responsibility to take care of them. That's it.
Mm. Mm.
So no questions anymore, because today what we are doing for animals is not a sacrifice. It's our responsibility, because today we occupy their places. Mm. And today we destroy their habitats. Mm. When humans occupy their habitats and they destroy, then you are the person to balance it.
Mm.
Okay, so don't talk about what you will not make a difference or whatever. It's our responsibility. let's do it. Let's leave the world at that.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
Today people come to the question to me generally, Lakshman, what is your goal? What are your expectations with this project? No, see, I started this work, what I'm doing today, as this is what my education taught me, giving back to the community. Mm. So giving back to the community in the best way is always the best way is by protecting animals. Mm-hmm. So that's what I learned, and today I'm working on my different projects to which every project works on animal welfare, because when you protect animals, you are protecting yourself, you're protecting humans, you're protecting the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason our focus is more on animal side. So whoever want to really work for social space, whoever really want to work for poverty, want to work for environment, then your first step should focus on animal welfare. Mm-hmm. And there's no point you don't work for animal welfare and you work for the poverty. No, that's not the right way.
Yeah.
Because in other words, you know, I want to reduce the poverty, but I still consume a non-vegetarian, the meat doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If you really care for the poverty, then you should be a vegan.
I think it's all connected, but we need to
exactly. If you care for the environment, you should go vegan. Mm-hmm. Because today a lot of people are working for different organizations with respect to, hey, I work for human welfare. If you really work for human welfare, then you should be a vegan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you really care for trees, then you should be a vegan. Mm. Understand what is a vegan. Vegan is not a diet.
Yeah.
It's a better way to live a life.
It's a lifestyle.
Sustainable lifestyle, exactly, for the betterment of everyone.
Mm.
So that is the solution for many problems. Mm. The people should keep their egos, keep their arrogance aside. Start applying your common sense, start getting the data, which is available very much. Lot of proven data is very much available. Learn, educate, and let's construct a healthy lifestyle around.
Mm. Nice. I think this is a really nice ending as well for the podcast. Thank you so much for your time, Lakshman. I will definitely put your links and everything in the show notes. If you want, you can send me everything you want to share that people can just click on it and check out your pages and everything. I have it, I think, already somewhere on the email. But if you want to share something more, just send me all you want to have in the show notes. I put it there.
Sure. We'll do it. And thank you so much. It's, thanks to everyone for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And let's learn together. Let's enjoy together. Let's see that other species that are also happily living. Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Maggie. And hope looking forward the journey continues from here.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Lakshman.
Bye-bye.